Treasury Department's attempt to lower yields not quite achieving its goal this week. Yields back to where they were before the intervention was announced, and actually are higher than they were a week ago. At what point could rates start to become a threat to the equity rally? Joining us now is Bernstein Private Wealth Management Senior Investment Strategist Roosevelt Bowman. Good to see you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Let's just start right there. I mean, we have yields higher, maybe not at absolute levels that are threatening in particular, but I guess the why kind of matters if it's just kind of this voracious demand for new debt. And I guess at some point what it might mean for somebody with an equity portfolio.
For sure. And I think the why kind of comes down to two factors. Number one, you think about the inflationary pressures that are coming from the ongoing conflict in the Middle East and higher prices of oil. The other would be kind of what's the credibility in terms of both monetary and fiscal policy. I think part of the reason you saw that retracement in yields is that many investors kind of view that buyback announcement as having a beach ball in the pool, putting your hand on it. As soon as you move your hand, it goes right back up. And I think that's really the challenge for the fiscal policy right now, is that often when you're doing those sorts of measures, you're trying to buy time. And you're looking for other macro or monetary forces that are more powerful and durable to take over. Unfortunately, that buyback announcement didn't buy a whole lot of time. And now, the Treasury is kind of in a tough position.